music on Rise FM. Now, remember to head on over to our Facebook page at Rise FM 943 and let us know what activities your children do to relax. And it's always better when you're doing it with them as well. We are going to be looking at your comments. Right now, though, we're going to be having a conversation with Connie Mudau, who is from Nestle Nespray. On Wednesday, let's talk to Sanana. COVID-19, you know, because the levels are starting to drop, but unfortunately people are still dying. And speaking of this morning, we woke up to the news of the passing of Mama G 65, who also is said to have passed away from COVID-19. Since may her soul rest in peace. Now, COVID-19, the health of children has been the main concern for a lot of parents, the Makadians, and this is because they are starting to interact with their peers in the lower levels of in lockdown. Now, the importance of relaxing for school-aged children is what we are talking about, and this is to help these children level up their immunity. Jongomengshilo Gutisnaye Connie Mudau from Nespray. Oh my gosh, it always gets to me. She is the Public Affairs Stakeholder Engagement Manager. Good afternoon, Connie. Welcome to Rise FM once again.
Good afternoon, ma'am. Thank you for having me.
It's a tongue twister, that one, but I'll get it right one day. Now, Nestle Nespray. Let's talk about the importance of relaxation for school-aged children.
You know what? I think the whole coronavirus pandemic has actually reminded us of the importance of having a strong immune system. And all the time we continue to focus on nutrition, which is where Nestle Nespray comes in.
Yeah.
However, it's very important to also bring in the element of doing activities that are going to reduce our stress levels.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we know that stress and anxiety are very damaging to health and have a negative impact on the immune system, especially for school-going kids. And we know that if they get that properly, if they get proper relaxation,
yeah,
we know that we'll be improving on their concentration, their achievement levels,
uh-huh,
their actual overall behavior as well. I mean, these kids are stressing. You'll think that it's only us sometimes, but it's actually they are stressing as well.
Yes.
Also wondering, are we going to make the grade? Is my mom or are my parents still going to have a job after all of this?
Uh-huh.
So that is why it's also important that we instill this behavior of relaxation in them.
Yeah. Now, we are also going to be sharing our listeners' comments because we've aligned our question to what we are talking about. Babudile, what do their children do to, you know, relax? Right now, I want you to please help us by maybe letting us know what is it that you would recommend for children to relax and rest and relax to try and support their health.
You know what? It's actually a basic thing. So I think sometimes we tend to overthink some of these things, you know. But basic things such as maybe breathing exercises, for instance, just taking the time out and helping them with rhythmic or practicing rhythmic breathing, that goes a long way.
Oh,
and
wow,
sometimes just taking your mind out of all of the busyness and doing simple things such as maybe writing, drawing, painting, cooking, or even making something, you know, that is not in line with what they're used to doing. Another thing as well is exercise. It's very, very important.
Mm.
It can be a normal walk around the premises. It can be stretching. It can be dancing. Any of those things go a long way. And also encouraging things like, I know we are busy, like you said, but encouraging maybe a meal time around the table.
Mm-hmm.
All of those things actually help support them in understanding that the brain needs to relax.
Yeah. And in closing, let's talk about the advice you would give to a parent or a guardian on helping to ensure that their children remain relaxed over this stressful period.
Yes. Managing stress is very important. And like I said, it's not just for adults.
Yes.
And actually, you'll find that kids take on more, you know. So that's very, very, very important. So we just need to make sure that we encourage our kids to do those little things that I mentioned just now,
mm-hmm,
reading a book, laughing, dancing, stretching, whatever that you find that works for them,
mm-hmm,
but it removes them from the stress that they might be having. That's actually very, very important. Or even meditating, you know, just taking some time out that helps to avoid stress. And if there is stress, it helps to actually reduce it,
yes,
which is going to work positively on their immune system.
Yeah,
this is why, as Nestle Nestle, we have this campaign to let's encourage relaxation among kids.
Thank you so much, Siswam. We really appreciate it. It's been such an eye-opening conversation. I mean, it's been 4 weeks, and I believe we're doing it again next week. We really, really appreciate Nestle Nespresso. You know, we'll see it in a campaign. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. We were speaking to Connie Mutau, who is the Nestle Nespresso Public Affairs and Stakeholder Engagement Manager.